Last night, hundreds of people gathered at Boston City Hall Plaza to remember the victims of the Orlando shooting. Many said they wanted to share support for both Orlando and the LGBT community. WBUR's Zeninjaran Wameka was there.
People from all over Boston attended the vigil on City Hall Plaza. They carried signs, rainbow flags, and for many, heavy hearts. But at least for a little while, some of those hearts were lifted through solidarity and song.
We wanted to sing. It felt like singing was something important to do.
Alexandra Sheldon says she wants to honor the victims of the Orlando attack.
I just felt it in my bones that I wanted to be here and be with other people and to show solidarity with the gay community. And my heart's broken and I can't really bear what happened.
That sentiment was common. Liliana Garcia says she's fed up and it's time for policy changes.
I thought, you know, we moved forward, but we haven't. We actually took 50 steps back. But I just hope that our politicians pay attention, that people are looking for gun control and they're looking to feel safe, which we don't. We don't feel safe. You know, I'm scared for my daughter who's 12. I'm scared of her going to school. I'm scared for myself to go out with my wife. I'm scared for a lot of people.
Many at the vigil are calling for gun control and better mental health care. Anir Martino also wants tolerance and acceptance of the LGBT community.
The attacks were just like on a place where people just went to be themselves and feel like they could do what they want to do and love who they want to love. And I just hope that, you know, we don't have to, you know, hide to those places anymore and just kind of just be open and free.
That spirit of openness was on display just this past weekend as Boston celebrated Pride Week. Mayor Marty Walsh says it was sad to go from a major celebration to a tragedy, something Boston has also dealt with in the past.
3 short years ago, the people of Orlando stood with us here in Boston when we had our own tragedy during the marathon. It's important for the people of Orlando to understand that we stand in solidarity with them and we will help them in any way that we can.
The crowd at City Hall signed condolence books that will be sent to Orlando. And as people lined up to leave their messages, they hugged, they cried, and throughout the evening, they sang.
I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor and Wameka.